And as we continue in the aftermath of Hurricane Delta, we are joined now by LCG Communications Director Jamie Angell. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, we got to really stop talking under these circumstances.
I know, right?
Y'all call me when there's nothing going on.
Absolutely. Well, if we can arrange nothing going on, that would be best for everybody. Yeah, here we are again. We are doing the cleanup. It has begun, I guess, in earnest. And you, before we got on the air this morning, you said be aware there's a generator sound in the background. You know, I suspect there's generator sounds all over South Louisiana this morning. But how are things in Lafayette Parish, Jamie?
Absolutely. Well, in Lafayette, the city of Lafayette, LUS, is reporting, last report, it's about 50,000 customers without power, which is a significant chunk of the city population. And in the parish, LUS is reporting, I want to say, like 29,000. So still a lot of folks without power. I can tell you yesterday, I, along with the mayor president and the CAO, Sidra Wingard, we went over to the Cajun Dome. I mean, we've got teams from all over the country that are either here or on their way here to work to get power restored as soon as possible. And, I mean, the best of the best, and they're already out there working. We also have our Public Works crews out there trying to clear debris from roadways. I know when I left City Parish Hall this morning at about 6:30 to come home and check on things, I was going down University, and it was pitch black for most of the way, and at one point, I kind of had to swerve out of the road because there was a, large tree laying in the road. So if you do see something like that, please, by all means, call 911. Remember also, and I noticed a lot of people weren't doing this, a lot of these stoplights are dark. They're not on. They're not flashing. It still doesn't mean you get to blow through it. Even though it's a dark stoplight, you need to treat it like a four-way stop.
Yeah.
And you need to definitely take it slow, be patient, and, I know the curfew ended, a little over an hour ago. But if you don't have to be on the roads, don't be on the roads. Take it from me. I mean, even I-10 has a lot of branches and debris kind of built up on it. So stay home. Don't go out sightseeing. Do what you need to do around your house, and just hang in there, and please, be patient. I know a lot of folks are, kind of frustrated because there's still yard debris from Laura that hasn't been picked up.
We're
kind of on the bottom of the list for that. So,
well, exactly. And, it's interesting, too. It is going to be hot again today. And so if you're going to be outside doing that, make sure you drink lots of water and try to stay cool. It is just another one of those days in 2020, isn't it, Jamie?
It is. I mean, I'm curious to see what's going to happen next week. But, you're right. It is warm. Thankfully, it's not like August warm.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of dry air. It's only going to be, and I think they said anywhere upper 70s, low 80s today, which is good. But you do still need to drink water. And please, 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 and we cannot stress this enough, be careful with generators. Put them 20 feet away from your house. I mean, I'm here in St. Martin Parish. 98% of the parish is without power. Got my generator going, but it's well clear across my carport. And I've got some, heavy-duty extension cords. Also, some local retailers or hardware establishments were selling these plugs with two male ends on it, where you plug one into the generator and one into your wall. Do not do that. Unless you have the proper wiring in your house and the proper connectors for your generator, do not plug your generator into a wall socket. It'll cause feedback on the line, which could injure severely some of our hardworking linemen that are out there trying to restore power. And it could affect the power grid, at least locally where you live. So please do not do that. It will not work, and you're going to cause more damage than you will, convenience for yourself.
Yep, absolutely. So many things to be aware of. We appreciate you taking time this morning to be with us today from Lafayette Consolidated Government. It's Chief Communications Officer Jamie Angell. You stay safe and keep us posted. Anything we need to know, we appreciate it.
That's right. Y'all call me when there's nothing going on so we can have a fun conversation. Tell some jokes.
I'm on it.
All right. Thanks. Y'all stay safe.